Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson on building a heatwave jungle atmosphere. In this tutorial, we're going to create that hot, hazy, sun-baked kind of jungle bed that sits behind your breaks and bass without stealing the spotlight. Think humid air, tape warmth, dusty vinyl energy, and just enough instability to make the whole thing feel alive. The goal is not a giant lush pad floating by itself. The goal is a real arrangement element, something that feels like part of the track story. If you've worked in Ableton before, this is a great intermediate exercise because we're going to use synthesis, resampling, saturation, filtering, and arrangement thinking together. So it's not just sound design, it's sound design with intent. Let's start by setting the project up at around 172 BPM. That's a great jungle and drum and bass tempo range, and it gives the atmosphere enough space to breathe while still feeling urgent. I'd also suggest working in a minor key like D minor, F minor, or G minor, since that tends to give you that darker, moodier D&B character. Create three tracks and label them clearly: pad heat, air texture, and tonal cloud. Color them if that helps you stay organized. The reason we're using three layers is simple. One layer can give us body, one can give us air, and one can give us emotional tone. That separation makes the mix cleaner and the arrangement easier to control. Let's build the pad heat layer first. Load up Waveatable on that track. Start with a saw or a mellow analog style waveform on oscillator 1, and then add a triangle or sine on oscillator 2. Detune them slightly, but don't go too far. You want movement, not seasickness. Use a few voices of unison, somewhere around 4 to 7, and keep the detune moderate. Now shape the filter with a low pass setting, somewhere in the 250 to 900 Hz area depending on how dark you want it. If you're going for a more buried atmospheric bed, stay lower. If you want it to feel a little more open and bright, let more high mids through. Give it a little resonance, but not too much. You're looking for atmosphere, not a whistle. For the amp envelope, use a slower attack so the pad blooms in, not hits hard. A few hundred milliseconds to around a second and a half is a good range. Keep the sustain fairly high and give it a longer release so the sound tails off naturally. Now the important part, add a little motion before we saturate it. You can use auto filter with a very slow LFO, or map Live 12 LFO to the cutoff. Keep the movement subtle. We're talking a small amount of travel here. That tiny bit of shifting is what stops the pad from turning into a static loop. Now let's heat it up. Before any distortion, I like to clean up the low end with a Q8. High pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how much weight it's carrying. If the lower mids get muddy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz a little. Be gentle. You're not carving a surgical mix here, you're just making space. Then add saturator. This is one of the core ideas in the lesson. We're using saturation to make the atmosphere glow. Push the drive around +3 to +8 dB, turn soft clip on, and listen to what the harmonics do. The sound should feel denser, warmer, and slightly more present. If the output gets too loud, trim it back so you're judging tone, not volume. If you want a little more grit, follow that with drum bus. Even though it's called drum bus, it can sound fantastic on atmospheres. Keep the drive moderate, crunch low, and leave boom off unless you specifically want some low resonance. A touch of drum bus can make the pad feel dusty and glued together, almost like it came from an old tape machine or an overdriven desk. After that, use auto filter again to control the brightness. This is where you shape the final character of the pad in the track. You can slowly open it across sections or keep it darker during the drop. Small moves here make a big difference. Finally, use utility to manage the stereo image. You might widen the pad a bit, but don't go crazy. Something like 110 to 140% width can work well, especially if the low end has already been cleaned out. If the stereo field gets messy, reduce width in the low mids instead of just making the whole thing narrower. Now let's build the air texture layer. This one is all about humid space and high-frequency atmosphere. You can make this from noise, vinyl crackle, field recording ambience, or even resampled break wash. If you want to stay purely in the box, load analog or operator and use a noise source. Low pass or band limit it, give it a slower attack, and keep it tucked way down in the background. If you want a more jungle-specific result, try resampling a break loop. EQ out the low end, add reverb, and capture the wet tail as audio. That gives you texture that already feels rhythmically tied to the track, which is really useful. For the air texture chain, try a Q8, then Redux, then Saturator, then Hybrid Reverb, then Autopan. Start with a Q8 and high pass it quite aggressively, maybe somewhere between 250 and 400 Hz. You want this layer to live in the upper atmosphere, not compete with the body of the pad or the drums. Add redux lightly for a bit of grain. Don't crush it, just enough bit reduction or downsampling to roughen the edges. Then add a small amount of saturator, maybe just a couple dB of drive, to keep it from becoming fizzy and brittle. Hybrid reverb is where this layer really opens up. Use a small room, plate, or hall-style space, and keep the decay somewhere in the 2 to 6 second range depending on how roomy you want it. Darker is usually better for this style. You want the reverb to feel like hot air, not shiny ambience. Then use auto pan very slowly. This creates drift, like the air is moving around the listener. Keep the rate extremely slow, use a wide phase setting if you want stereo motion, and don't overdo the amount. Subtle movement is what makes this feel expensive. Next comes the tonal cloud layer, and this is the emotional center of the atmosphere. This could be a simple drone, a minor chord, a sampled stab, or a detuned synth phrase. A really nice approach is to use operator with a sine wave on oscillator A, and maybe a triangle or another sine with slight FM movement on oscillator B. Tune it to the root and fifth, or root and minor third, and let it drift a little with slow pitch modulation. Now process it with EQ8, then roar if you have it, or saturator if you don't, then echo, then hybrid reverb, then utility. Roar is great here, because it can give you controlled, animated saturation that feels more alive than a static distortion. Keep the drive low to moderate and aim for a darker, mid-heavy tone. If you're not using roar, saturator works fine. Just keep the clipping tasteful. Add echo for depth and space. Set the feedback modestly, darken the filter, and choose a sync value like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8 depending on the vibe. Ping pong can be great if you want a wider tail, but again, keep it controlled. You don't want the atmosphere to turn into a delay feature demo. You want it to feel like the track has memory. Hybrid reverb can then sit behind that and give it a bigger room, with a slightly darker high cut so it doesn't get glossy. A small pre-delay helps the original tone stay defined before the space blooms. Now group all three layers into a bus called Atmosphere Bus. On the bus, use EQ8 first to clean up anything that's building up below around 80 to 120 Hz. This is critical. Even if the atmosphere sounds amazing on its own, it should never steal the subzone from your bass line. If the 300 Hz area feels boxy, take a little out there too. Then add a very light saturator to glue the layers together. We're not trying to hear obvious distortion here. Just a touch of harmonic merge. After that, add compressor for gentle glue. A ratio around 2 to 1, medium attack, and a reasonable release will do the job. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make the layers feel like they belong to the same environment. Use utility at the end if you need to trim the level or adjust width. This bus should sit comfortably underneath the drums and bass, not dominate them. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the lesson really levels up. A lot of producers make a nice atmosphere sound and then leave it looping unchanged for the entire track. That's the mistake. Atmosphere in jungle and drum and bass should behave like part of the arrangement. It should appear, disappear, swell, thin out, and return in different forms. Here's a simple 16-bar intro idea. In bars 1 to 4, bring in only the air texture. Keep it filtered and distant. Let the listener enter the space before they hear the main harmonic content. In bars 5 to 8, introduce the pad heat layer and slowly open the cutoff. You can also increase saturation slightly here. Not a huge move, just enough to feel the room warming up. In bars 9 to 12, bring in the tonal cloud. This is where the emotional identity really starts to show. You can increase reverb size or feedback a little, and maybe let the echo ping-pong a bit more. In bars 13 to 16, add a reverse texture or a little swell that points toward the drop. At this point, start thinning the low mid so the transition into the drums feels clean and punchy. When the drop hits, don't just mute everything. Instead, high-pass the atmosphere a bit more, reduce reverb wetness, and maybe automate the overall level down by 1 to 3 dB if it's competing with a snare or bass. Keep one or two textural elements active so the track still feels connected, but let the drums lead. Automation is your best friend here. Automate saturator drive a little higher in buildups or transitions. Automate filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars instead of tiny short moves. Shift reverb size or wetness in breakdown so the atmosphere feels like it's opening up. Push echo feedback for a moment before a transition, then pull it back. And don't forget utility gain, especially when the drums get dense. The goal is to make the atmosphere feel like it's breathing with the arrangement. If you want this to feel more like jungle and less like ambient techno, add a little rhythm to the space. You can layer chopped break ambience under the pad, Use short reverse swells before snares, or let the atmosphere duck slightly on kick and snare hits with sidechain compression. Even subtle rhythmic shaping can make the whole texture feel tied to the groove. A really strong move is to resample the atmosphere bus once it sounds good. Record 8 bars. Chop up the most interesting moments, reverse a few of them, and use those clips as transitional tools later in the track. That's one of the fastest ways to turn a sound design idea into a real arrangement element. A few things to watch out for.